The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, karama is an internal trait. It's a result of my relationship with God. It's an internal trait. If the child's inner voice has been awakened, that person, without being forced, will stay away from things that they consider to be ugly, disgusting, low, and despicable. Many parents, this is a mistake that parents make. Some religious parents, good parents, caring parents, make a mistake that they make. Some parents are very focused on controlling from the outside, monitoring, stopping. Don't do that. Don't, right? I'm controlling from the outside. This method of tarbiyah that we get from Sayyidah Fatima is one that focuses on strengthening the conscience. I'm going to mention the hadith of the imam about the inner voice. You've heard from me before where Imam Jawad alayhi salatu wasalam talked about the inner voice, that the believer needed three things for tawfiq. One of them was that inner voice, right? The imam's going to talk about that. What happens? If you and I, the only reason, now again, by the way, let me just make sure this is clear. It doesn't mean, I'm not saying that there's no need for al-amr bil ma'ruf and nahi al munkar. I'm not saying there's no need to be that social circle to talk to our children. I'm not saying that. That's necessary. What I'm talking about is if good behavior is dependent on outside monitoring. It's not, I'm not self-motivated. I'm not driven. The reason I seem religious is because you're pushing me, but not because the relationship between me and God has developed. That's what I'm talking about. So karama is that inner voice of the child being awakened. The outside monitor, the buddy system, always checking, right? That's not always there. If there was a child who was able to maintain their faith for 14 years, right? But because I had them under lock and key, that's not always there. The inner voice is. Hadith now. So this one is from Imam Ali again. He says, "Man kana lahu min nafsihi wa'idhun." So that person who has a wa'idh, an admonisher, min nafsihi, an inner voice, a voice inside them that's talking to them, that's advising them, that's warning them. This person, kana alayhi min Allah hafidh. This person actually has a guardian from God. The outside monitoring isn't always there, but the inner voice is. If by being able to awaken that inner voice by raising them with karama, they will always have that inner voice and they're going to be able to control themselves. Next one. How does tarbiyah, which is based on karama, shape a child's moral compass? Later on, one of the arkan, one of the pillars about the discussion of raising children with the moral is going to be the moral compass. How does karama shape the moral compass? First, allow me to just say a few words about the moral compass. Brothers and sisters, all of us have a moral compass. My moral compass determines the value that I give to certain actions. Sometimes in life, I'm faced with hard choices. My moral compass is what tells me, well, do this or don't do that. Avoid this or you. This must be done. It's the moral compass that's directing me, that's pushing me, and that's making me make the right decisions. The moral compass. Our question is, how does karama help develop this moral compass? I'll give you some examples. the sense or the need for self-preservation. How strong is that? All of us, we as human beings, the need for self-preservation. Absolutely, very strong, must be there. It's driving us. I want to give you two examples of a moral compass developed based on karama, and then after that we'll move on to our next topic. So, two examples. One of them is about one of our shuhada. This is a commander. This man was a commander. And his name is Shahid Amlaki. Shahid Amlaki was the kind of person who would always put himself in danger to rescue others. He's a commander, but he put himself in danger to rescue others. They talk about how Shahid Amlaki became a Shahid. What happened was they were in an area, in a position, the enemy started to rain chemical bombs down on them. Everybody went, and they went for a mask. Protect yourself, self-preservation. Shahid Amlaki gets his mask. There's another soldier laying there wounded. That soldier, his moral compass was self-protection. He said, "That's my mask." He wants to survive. He's wounded. I want to stay alive. Shahid Amlaki, his moral compass, he takes his gas mask off, goes to the wounded soldier, carefully, the cyanide is there, and carefully fastens the mask to the face of the soldier so the soldier lives and the Shahid passes. Right? One moral compass, survive. One moral compass, sacrifice. Another one from Shahid Ibrahim Hadi. So again, these are things, because I told you that Shahid, it was multiple times that he would go behind enemy lines to bring bodies back. He would do that. That was the way he had developed himself. Right? Somebody has trained themselves. Some people haven't worked on themselves. Another example, Shahid Ibrahim Hadi. So they're saying this, that there was a situation where there were six commanders, right? So these are the best of the Mu'mineen, six commanders, three from the army, three from the Revolutionary Guard, and they're in discussing what such action that they're about to take. A grenade flies through the window. The guy who's telling the story, he's telling what happened. A grenade flies through the window. He said, as soon as we see the grenade fly through the window, he said, I jumped to whatever corner of the room I could, and I tried to ball myself. A grenade's about to explode. I want to ball up so that I don't get killed, right? And each one of us leapt to a corner. A few seconds passed. He said, I peeked from behind my eyes because I don't hear an explosion. And everybody was surprised. Ibrahim Hadi is on the grenade. Somebody burst through the door. They said it was a dummy grenade. And then Ibrahim got up. Ibrahim's moral compass is, I die that you live. Our discussion is, what does karama and raising children with dignity, Islamic dignity, based on a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what role does that play in shaping the person's moral compass?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه